trying to stay still on a windy Wednesday afternoon. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Lots and lots of guests today on this extended version. We thought we were going to bring you into high school basketball action between Avon and Lorraine in that boys Division I district semifinal contest at the Elyria Catholic Coliseum. However, in case you haven't heard, that game has been postponed to tomorrow. So again, the Elyria Catholic Coliseum lost power earlier today, and they have postponed today's boys Division I district semifinal between Avon and Lorraine. They will play it tomorrow, and we'll have it for you here on AM 930 WEOL. We mentioned we're not going to be on tomorrow. The Indians will take you into that game tomorrow, and that means tonight Matt and I will take you right up to Ohio State against Rutgers in the Big Ten tournament with their pregame coverage scheduled for 6:25. We welcome in now Frank Whitfield of the Lorain County Urban League. And boy, Frank, I'm just glad you didn't blow over on your drive over here today.
Yeah, I felt like he was lying earlier when he said sunny. I was like, yeah, it's sunny, but you get blown over standing in the sun. So, yeah, it's pretty crazy out there. Glad to make it.
Well, I mean, it's sunny, but it's deceiving. I mean, it's very, very deceiving. Through the window, it looks just fine. Yeah, but then you walk out there.
Open that window.
Yeah, open that. Yeah. If we open the window, the calendar, the banner, and the papers here will go flying right out here. So we open that window, it could become a war zone in here.
Yes, sir.
Well, Frank, we want to talk about the event that you guys have going on Friday. And yes, this looks pretty interesting. You guys are going to have Dr. Vivian Jackson as your keynote speaker. It's this Friday. And it's really kind of a morning into the early afternoon event. You guys are going to feed people, too. You're going to have a continental breakfast. You've got lunch. And it's going to be pretty neat, too, because you guys will have some diversity training as well.
Yes. So this is something we do every year. We always bring folks together to talk about some sort of issue that matters. In the past 3 years, we've really focused on this issue of diversity and inclusion. As you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on in politics right now, and a lot of divisive language, a lot of divisive rhetoric, and it's just polarizing. There's a lot of us who just feel like we want to make sure it's clear that that's not who we are. And I think that through this training, we're going to help people to, one, establish systems in their life, protocols in their life, so that they can ensure that they're not being divisive, that they ensure that they are being inclusive of everyone. So we're going to do it at the community college, as always. They're always a good host to us. So, we still are accepting a few registrations here if folks want to go on the website and register. But, yeah, I think it's going to be – right now we got about 125 people lined up to be there. It should be pretty good.
Well, that's a stacked deck, no question about that. I mean, registration's only $75. Again, the event takes place this Friday, March 10th, at the Spitzer Conference Center Grand Room at the Lorain County Community College. And I think it's interesting when you talk about some of those ideas. Boy, I mean, it gets kind of dicey. There's no question about that. You mentioned earlier, I mean, you're a guy that certainly – you know how to use your words, and I think there are a lot of people that don't necessarily know how to do that. So I think it's very important when you take a look at an event like this that specifically focuses on policy at community and organizational levels.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the key. I think that if you look at some companies, they you know, and we talk about this from a racial issue, from a gender issue, from a age issue, that sometimes we kind of just perpetuate and hire people who look like and think like us. Sometimes it's just like something that just happens naturally. Like, we like to connect and be around people who think like us. That's who we hang out with. But when we do that, as you know, we limit ourselves. Like, the same with us. If the three of us guys wanted to do something and we like, oh, we got this grand idea, let's go for it, I'm sure that we could benefit from having some women involved in the process, because we're probably going to miss something. I can almost guarantee we're going to miss something, and it's not going to be as good as it could be if we included others. So how do we make sure that we have a policy in place that to make sure there's an opportunity for that to happen? How do we make sure our culture here is one where when we do get the folks who think and look different than us, that they feel welcome here and feel their ideas, or they can contribute? It's taking a look at all those pieces a part of your organization and how yeah, you can make a difference and make sure that we're benefiting. I think that's one of the key things that, you know, Dr. Jackson, I had a chance to interview her yesterday. And when we talked, we just talked about how when we don't include, we all lose. You know, anytime we're excluding a group of people for something,
sure,
we're missing out on something. And so we have to recognize that value of just having more minds, different minds at the table, and try our best to make it happen.
Seems like obviously an important topic, especially in this day and age as well. As you mentioned, with the politics and everything else that's happening on over there, obviously I imagine that played into your decision here.
For sure. So that's definitely one of the reasons why this one is focused on public service, or really targeting people who work for government, who are involved in government, involved in policy decisions. Because, yeah, as you can see, that's where the challenge is at now.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues going on, and it's real polarizing. And I think that the difficult part, and the one reason I love that we're coming together to do this as opposed to like you watching a webinar on your computer or something, mm-hmm, is that I think we have more in common when we can kind of sit down, get away from the television for a set for a little bit, and kind of get to know our neighbors. So I think that'll be like an added value to this event.
Frank Whitfield of the Lorain County Urban League joining us, talking about their diversity and inclusion for the 21st century seminar coming up this Friday. It takes place at the Spitzer Conference Center Grand Room at Lorain County Community College. And I want to go back to something that you mentioned, because you're right. I mean, just using our example right here, the three of us guys together, we can put an idea together. Everything sounds great, but you're right. If you leave out that female perspective, I think you kind of close a door.
Yeah.
You don't get a different perspective that could really help you out in the long run. And I think that's another reason why it's so important to keep those doors open,
yep,
and just include everybody, because they can certainly offer things,
yep,
that you may have never thought of.
Yep. And sometimes it's not natural for us to think that way. Mm-hmm. The natural thing is just, let's just keep rolling. And if we don't have a way that makes us pause and say, stop, think about this before we move on, then we'll just keep doing the same thing over and over and wondering, why are we getting the same results? How come, you know, well, let's put something in place so that we have that prompt.
Yeah, I think that's the important thing. As you just mentioned, you don't realize you're missing that piece until someone has the ability to say, hey, look here, this is how things can also be.
Yep. So we're hoping that through this training, folks get some real strategies, and Dr. Jackson is going to give folks some actual tools that they can take back to their organization, and some worksheets that they can do at their organization and kind of look for those blind spots they may have, and what are those policies that they could adjust to make it more diverse and inclusive.
Talk to us more about Dr. Vivian Jackson, your keynote speaker, her background, where she comes from, and why you guys decided to choose her.
Yeah, so it's funny because she actually went to Oberlin College. She's from Virginia, but she went to Oberlin College, and so she's familiar with this area. She when she was going to school there, she worked over the summer in different community organizations, who worked for an elementary school, and one of her studies was on medical sociology. So she really approaches this from a medical standpoint. She's also a doctor who does her own practice in terms of psychiatry. She sees clients still to this day. And so she talks about how in her work that she did in terms of being a medical social worker, how she saw these kind of disconnects and blind spots that were built into the system. So she took this on with some more colleagues, because when she saw this issue, she then reached out and said, who's addressing this issue of cultural competence? So let me give you an example. And as men here, great example. So one of the stigmas of men is we are afraid, one of the stigmas, and it's a stereotype, may not be true, we're afraid to get counseling. We're afraid to get mental health counseling. But then, so if I'm a mental health counselor and I say, I really want to connect with men, and well, then what are the barriers that you have in place? Oh, we have a policy. They have to come to our office here, and it's on the front street of everybody. You know, it's on Main Street, our offices. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a barrier right there, because as men, we might have too much pride that we don't want to be, sure, seen in public doing it. So let's adjust that policy. Can we do home visits? Can we meet somewhere where there it's more safe in us? So maybe we adjust this policy because it's disconnecting us from this group. So she was seeing these sort of issues and brought it to a group who focuses on cultural competency and helping people understand people's culture. And she just really latched onto that whole movement of cultural competency, and now she does this for a living. So it's good stuff.
Well, that's an interesting example, too, that you use, and I think it's definitely spot on, because if you use that example and you apply it, you're right. Because if you're to put that office somewhere off the beaten path. Mm-hmm. You're right. You put that thing on Main Street. Yeah. Everybody sees you go into that office. There's no avoiding that.
Yep.
But I think, you know, if you're to look at it from another angle, you know, if you're the person that puts that suggestion out there, hey, you know, we've taken some extra steps. We want you to come in, but we're going to take some extra steps to make you more comfortable, feel you better about this. I mean, you're right. That's a very interesting example because you're right. Just to use that stereotype as guys, you know, maybe we don't want that kind of counseling. But you're right. If nobody knows that we're doing it, even though we could benefit from doing it, but if nobody knows we're doing it, we're more apt to do it for sure.
And that kind of goes into understanding American culture. If you look at the male American culture, this kind of machismo, strong guy who can't be seen as weak, like – all right, that's the culture that we're up against. So if we want to connect with this group of people, we have to assess the culture that they're in and figure out how we can meet them where they are. So that's what this is about.
It sounds like it opens your mind, too. I mean, you're more willing when somebody's willing to give you an inch, too, on that and say, look, we understand that may not be the way you want to do it, but come at it from this angle.
Exactly. So that's the whole premise of this is that after this training, you should be more effective at the work you're trying to do. That's the key takeaway from this. After this training, the work that you're trying to do should be more effective.
Exactly.
Frank Whitfield from the Lorain County Urban League talking about the Equal Opportunity Day, Diversity and Inclusion for the 21st Century is the seminar going on this Friday, March 10th. It all begins at 8:30 with registration and a continental breakfast, and they're going to finish with lunch at noon. Frank, we appreciate the time very much. For those listening out there that may not know as much about the Lorain County Urban League, just a quick plug, how can they get in touch with you?
So you can go on our website, lcul.org. Our office is downtown Elyria, 200 Middle Avenue, Suite 200. We share a building with Chemical Bank. And our focus in terms of our services is really helping people become financially empowered. So jobs, businesses, housing, we're here for the underdog. That's kind of what... how I approach this work is like the underdogs in our community. That's what we're here for, to help them get a hand up.
Well, Frank, we appreciate the time. We appreciate you stopping in, and we're glad you didn't blow away on that drive over here. Safe travels the rest of the way tonight, man. Avoid that wind if you possibly can. Just get home safely. We'll have you on again soon.
Thank you. Blessings, man. Thank you.
All righty. That's Frank Whitfield with the Lorain County Urban League. We'll take a quick break and come back after this as Bullseye on the Afternoon continues on AM 930 WEOL.